Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few. And he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
In the Word of God, in the book of Joel, the second chapter, verse 28, it reads, "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." Welcome to the third Saturday morning of the Prophet's Touch with Prophet Maurice Simmons, Sr., Pastor of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. We're so glad that you could join us, and we pray that something will be said that will allow you to have a life-changing experience. God bless you. Again, welcome.
Amanda Patrice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you on this morning, Lord, as you have allowed us to come before your presence. We thank you for this opportunity, O God, to embrace you one more time. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, as you send your anointing and your power, Lord God, to just begin to go, Lord, upon this, Lord. We ask right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you move mightily, O God, upon this line. Lord, let the presence, your presence, O God, saturate the line, O God, that, O God, unlike only you know how. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that as you move, Lord, hallelujah, God, let the souls that hear the word that has come forth to be set free. We thank you right now for Apostle Simmons. We thank you for the congregation. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for all the kingdom leaders, oh God, far and near. We give you praise, glory, and honor, Lord, that our God, hallelujah, that such vessels, oh God, can minister the word, oh God, in season and out. Oh God, to seed souls delivered and set free. We thank you for the wisdom and knowledge, O God, that you have imparted in the man of God. And Lord, we thank you for our visionary, Lord, Dr. Matthews. Begin to be with him, Lord, as he traveled over the dangerous highways and byways. Lord God, spreading the gospel, Lord, hallelujah, the souls, O God, hallelujah. Glory be to your name, that souls will magnify you even the more. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for all things. We give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more step. See, I'm preparing you for my. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. I'm the Lord, I see, and yes, I understand. But sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told. I won't forget, nor have I forgot. You see, everything works according to my plan. I am God, trust me. I got the whole world in my hands.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to each and every one of you here on the Prophetic Conference line and on Blog Talk Radio. This morning, standing in for Apostle Simmons will be our very own Pastor Sandra Ganey. Good morning, woman of God.
Great morning, great morning. Amen. Certainly we thank the Lord, amen. We bless God for this opportunity on this morning, amen, because we realize we could have been doing anything on this morning, but we counted not robbery, amen, to come into the presence of the Lord on this morning, amen. I want to say great morning, amen. Thank God for our visionary, amen, and overseer, Dr. Matthews, amen, for the visionary of this conference line. And certainly we want to give honor, amen, to Apostle and Prophetess Maurice and Eugenia Simmons, amen, for this opportunity and this privilege on this morning. Truly there is a word, my God, from the Lord. Father, we thank you right now for a day in thy courts. Ah, God, it is better than a thousand. Father, I would rather be a doorkeeper. I would rather be an usher in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. Father, we thank you. You said in your word that no good thing you said you would hold from us if we walk uprightly before you. Father, Father, we thank you right now for you just being God alone. You said you'll supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. But Father, we thank you that Matthew 6 and 33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom and its righteousness. And Father, you said, and these things shall be added unto us, O God. We honor you on today, Holy Spirit, blood of Jesus. You are welcome to come in and take me out of self in the name of Christ Jesus for your glory. Beloved, there is a word from the Lord. the Holy Spirit on this morning, just like a vacuum, he's going to come and he's going to remove every fear, every hindrance. Oh, come on, every anxiety. Ah, God, blood of Jesus. Ah, Masetalaboko Shaya. We ask you right now to come in and sweep over, soak us. Mashikata, Rebeko Shin Dalabaha Seketa, Show Rabakata de Laboko Sata. And Father, we thank you, Makatalaboko Shaya. We call on the sword of the word. Ikita, Lebako Ramanadataba, Sekete, Yadi de Laboko Shanda de Labasikita Laboko Seta, Severa, Mikita, Labando de Labahashiki, Lalababon, Toto, Bahasata, Rebeko Shanda. Tebra Masikita La Mantota Karekata Basende Rabando La Basta Taya Maloto Rebekian de la Bastekea. Ah, God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Dilando La Bosta, sword of the word. Ian Soto Sever cut. Separate. Tila La Boschanda La Milo La Bosikita. Everything that's not of you, O God. We present our bodies to you, God, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. Father, this morning we're no longer being conformed to this world, but we're being transformed, my God, by the renewing of our mind. Father, we thank you that we are letting this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And God, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Christ Jesus, that it is done and it is so fire. Yamalita Roboko Shanda of the Holy Ghost. Ah, God, walk through the airwaves. Walk through this line like fire in dry grass. Oh, consume us. Oh, God. Consume us, oh God, consume me, oh God, that no one will ever, never see me. But Father, when you look down on this earth in which you created and you made, Father, you will no longer see me. You will no longer see us. Oh God, but just like Jesus, right? When he was baptized, and when you looked upon him, oh God, the Holy Spirit in the form of the dove, and God rested upon him, and God, we decree and declare now, God, that you be well pleased with us, oh God. Well pleased. We don't want to wait until we stand before the judgment and you say, well done. But God, we want it to be well with you, even right now. And God, penetrate our minds, our souls, our bodies, oh God. We come into alignment to your will, to your purpose, and your plan for our lives. Oh, God, for our lives. Take over. Mashande, take over. Oh, glory to God. Take over. Oh, not just cover us. Hey, God. But, Father, we ask you now to take over. Oh, take over me. Take over me. Take over me, God. Oh, possess me, oh God. Holy Spirit of the living God, possess me. Yalabo Shanda, Yaloko Serebo Saya, Hilobo Sondo Labaseke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whew, is the highest praise. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in spite of what we're dealing with, in spite of what we're going through, in spite of what has transpired, God, in the last few years, the months, the weeks, the days, the hours, even down to the minutes and the second of this morning, oh, Father, we ask you now just to take over. Hey, God, take over, take over, take over, take over. Oh, God, we're not no longer masking. Oh, God, we're no longer masquerading. Oh, God, we're no longer pretending, God. We're no longer being a hypocrite, oh, God. But we ask you, Father, to forgive us for our sins through our thoughts, our words, our actions, and our deeds. Oh, Father, take over. Incline your ear to our prayers on this morning, oh, God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We bless you now, Father. Ah, oh, God, and we say, let the redeemed, my God, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Come on, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. My God, amen. Your word declares that two or more come together, touching, agreeing on anything, you said it shall be done. Come on. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. There's life and death in the power of your tongue. Oh, my God, there's life and death in the power of your tongue. You have the authority to speak. You have the authority to speak life and not death. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, the same authority that was given in Ezekiel, to come on, to speak to the dry bones. We say, live. You shall live and not die. You shall live and declare the works and the will of the Father that he has for our lives. Sweep over. Holy Spirit, sweep over. Sweep over. And consume us, hey God, in the name of Christ Jesus. Why be given, hey God, an assistant? Why be given free help and not take advantage of it? Come on, somebody. That's like you've inherited. You've gotten an inheritance, and all you have to do, come on, somebody, is show up. All you have to do is say, I'm present. Come on. Come on. Even when we were in school, come on, somebody, when the teacher called your name, all you had to do was answer and say, I'm present. Come on, come on. You automatically got, oh, my God, up in here. You automatically got credit just for showing up. My God, anybody showing up this morning? Oh, God, anybody showing up? I know your week was long. I know your week was stressful. Come on, somebody, but you're here. Come on, tell somebody, I'm here. Lay hands on yourself and say, I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. Just don't be just alive. Father, I'm alive in you. Come on, somebody. Why not give this body, this life, back to God? Come on, you can't handle it yourself. Why not give it to God? Why not give it to the Creator? Come on, the person that created you, the person that even allowing you to be, allowing you to borrow his breath, the Ruach of God, woke us up this morning. And I say, Lord, I thank you. I just want to thank you. God, I thank you for what you have done and what you're going to do in my life. And I mean this from the sole of my feet to the crown of my head. God, if you honestly don't do nothing else, God, you have done enough. And I say on this morning, thank you. God, I thank you. Ooh, go into Africa. Go into Asia. Ah, God, go into Sierra Leone, God. Go, God, in the name of Christ Jesus, blood of Jesus. Ooh, glory to God. Make a house of rest. Hey, God, on our unsaved loved ones. Heal, deliver, and set free right now in the name of Christ Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your earthquake anointing. Hey, God, Rabaseta. Oh, we thank you for the great cloud of witnesses. Oh, God, that's cheering us on in the name of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah, for the chain reaction that's coming down from the throne room of heaven, oh God. We thank you for grace and mercy walking through our lives on this morning, God. We tell you thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. If you've done it before, God, we know without a shadow of a doubt you're going to do it again. Come on, somebody need to be encouraged on this morning that God is going to do it again. My God, I dare you to tell God, do it again. Do it. Ah! Do it again, God. Do it again. God, do it again. He knows what we stand in need of, but God desires for you to ask. Oh, glory to God. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek. And I promise you're going to find it. All you beloved, you have to do on this morning is knock. Hey, God, knock. Oh, glory to God. And he's going to answer. He's going to answer. We honor you on this morning, amen, Evangelist Brooks. God is going to answer. Oh, God, God is going to answer us. He heard us. He heard you on this morning. You don't have to. Come on, you don't have to cry any longer. My God, Come on, the word of God declares that weeping may endure for a night. I know, it seems like the night lasted for years, for hours, for days. I know it seems like the night was never coming to an end. But, beloved, I want to tell you on this morning, it's not by happenstance or chance. All I can tell you, beloved, is great morning. My God, have mercy. Great morning. Great morning. Great morning. Come on, give God a praise right there. I know you don't want to wake up your babies in your house, but my God, great morning. 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 Amen. Amen. We're flowing in the Spirit of the Lord. We're going in the Spirit of the Lord, in the direction of the Lord on this morning. Amen. There is a word, my God, God, from the Lord. You say, well, my God, that wasn't the word. No, that was just coffee. My God, God, the Lord said that was just your caffeine. That was just your coffee. That was just your latte. Come on, just to wake, hey, my God, just to wake you up this morning. Come on, I'm alive. Touch yourself. I'm alive. I'm alive. No, I may not have the job I want. I may not have the car I want. I may not live in a two-story house. Tell somebody yet, but I'm alive. I'm alive. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm alive. Listen, I need you right now. I know it's early. Amen. But if you can just come on. If you can just text somebody, you know, because we do that all night long, text somebody, you know what I'm saying? You might can't fax them, you know, it's too early, but you can probably email somebody. And can you just tell them the Lord said bloom? Hey, my God, have mercy. Who glory, bloom where you've been planted. Listen, somebody this morning need to bloom where you've been planted. My God. Why? You say, beloved, why bloom where I've been planted? Yeah, because your gift will make room for you. Come on, somebody say, now, woman of God, wait a minute, you need to say that again. Say that again. I'm so glad you asked. See, somebody laying down, now they're sitting up. Come on, we're going to get there. Listen, God said he's seen your tears. He's seen your disappointments. He's seen your failures. He even seen your headache and your heartache. But not that he was only seeing those things concerning you. God said, but he also, listen to this, y'all, he also seen their motives. My God. And their hidden agendas. My God, I'm up in the, ooh, glory. Yes, beloved. God says, bloom where you've been planted. My God. Why? Because your gift. Let's speak, be not as though it is. Let's speak this thing. Let's speak life to it. Because your gift has. Let's speak has. That means has means it's already done. Your gift has made room for you. Into the word of the Lord. Proverbs 18 and 16 states, y'all bear with me, please, bear with me. Proverbs 18 and 16 says, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before, what, great men. Okay? Now that's the King James Version. But let's go to the NIV, which is the New International Version. It states a gift, it says, Proverbs 18 and 16, a gift opens the way and ushers the giver presence of the great. Let me read that again. It says, this is NIV now. It says, a gift opens the way and ushers the giver into the presence of the great. Now we know this, in this particular verse, Scripture is talking about gifts. But it seems like to me that when I read that, you know, the more I kept reading that and marinating on that, doesn't that sound similar to giving God praise? It is utterly impossible to give God praise and not end up in his, yeah, you got it, in his presence. That means if I'm giving God praise, hey, God, I have just entered into the presence. Oh, somebody, come on, 10 of y'all got it. In the presence of greatness. Come on, anybody know that he's a great God? He's not just good, he's great. Come on, he's a great God doing great things. Beloved, what we must understand right now is that is absolutely, it does not matter where you've been planted. It doesn't matter where you are right now. So you got to understand that God himself, he wants you to know that, listen, you are blooming where you've been planted. Why? Because your gift, remember, we're no longer speaking of ears. That means your gift has ushered you into the presence, my God, of greatness. Listen, you can decree and declare right now. Let's do this. The greater, say with me, the greater one lives on the inside, and that alone makes me great. See, God got me in 2021 doing the declarations on my own self. All these years before, I was speaking French, we, and then I had to come to the conclusion, amen, that a lot of folks that I was weeing with, come on, it was just I. It was just me. It was just them. You get it? All right, so this 2021, I said, you know what, God, you've unctioned at me to go ahead on and decree and declare some things over my life. I'm an intercessor. I'm a prayer warrior. I'm a pastor. I'm a teacher. I'm a mother. I'm all that. You understand what I'm saying? And some may not think this, but I am a bag of chips. Amen. Come on. But listen, you have to know your authority, my God and mercy. You got to know who you are like never before in God. So God is speaking to us this morning, and as a reminder, God is decreeing and declaring over our life that, guess what, you can bloom where you've been planted. Why? Because your gift has made room for you. Lay hands on yourself. The greater one lives on the inside, and that alone makes me great. Why? Because 1 John 4:4 says so. See, you have to, in order for you to walk into the things that what God has desired for you, you have to speak the word. See, we've been speaking our opinion. We've been repeating what others have said about us. But see, you have to find, listen to this, you have to find yourself in the word of God. See, for all of our lives, we've been hearing what other folks had to say. Come on now. We pulled up, we drove up, and we've sat down in the audience. Come on, somebody. My God, we've sat down in the audience of others, and we've cheered them on. We threw up our hand, and we've said, salut, amen. But listen, God is saying on this morning, you got to know where you are. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt, beloved, that you can bloom where you've been planted. Not only because your gift has made room for you, but listen to this, because of the three P's. You said what? Now, hold on. I'm going to try to go slow because I know it's early in the morning. Listen, God says there are three P's. Not only you're blooming where you've been planted because your gift has made room for you. God said you are blooming because of the three P's. You say, all right, come on, somebody got it. The three P's is the promise. Listen to this. The three P's are the promise, the process, and the finished product. Let me say that again. The three P's is the promise, process, and the finished product. Let's look at the first P. Amen. Our word for the day is, listen, bloom where you've been planted. Why am I going to bloom where I've been planted? Because my gift has made room for me. God is just confirming. God is just adding to this. God is just boosting and encourage you on this morning. There are three P's: the promise, the process, and the finished product. Let's talk about the promise. When we look at 2 Peter 3:9, it tells us that God is not slack, guess what? You got it, concerning his promises, as some man counts slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should what? Perish, but they shall what? Come to repentance. Beloved, we have to understand on this morning that God is certainly not like man. Amen? That he should lie, neither the Son of Man, that he should what? Repent. Has he said it, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken it, and he not made it good? Come on, somebody. Come on, come on, come on. God is good. I told you he ain't just good now. Come on, let's give him a boost. He's great. He's better than good. Amen. That's Numbers 23:19. God is not like man. He's not going to lie. Neither is he like the Son of Man that he should what? He should repent. Why God gonna say a thing and it shall and he not do it? Has he spoken it and it not made it good? Listen, if we go back a step, now this is Numbers 23:19, but let's go back to the beginning. Come on, somebody say in the beginning. In the beginning. When you look at Genesis, all God had to do was what? Let there be. He said what? Let there be. And you know the story. It was. Come on. And the moment God spoke, be, I was. Come on, come on. Be, I was. He said, let there be, and I was. My God, oh God, the same God, giving us the same authority. My God, the same God has given us the same authority. Beloved, what you have to understand on this morning, that God ain't coming down to do nothing. Huh? You said what? Wait a minute. Hold on. Slow down, Pastor. Wait a minute. What you're saying? Woman of God, what you're saying? God, everything that God has done, he did. Come on now. What God has done, did you get it? He did. That means what he did is already done. God, what he has done, he did. In other words, I'm complete. Oh, my God, have mercy, Jesus. Oh, my God, I'm complete. You're complete. The moment God spoke, let there be. All we're doing, see, let me tell you something. Let's pause. Let's do a commercial. Listen, that's why we as believers, we as the people of God, we have to be very mindful. We have to be very careful. There's a song, I don't know the artist, don't judge me, you know, but the song, amen, I would hear my children, you know, folks, you know, play this song, Walk It Out. Huh? Yeah, they would play Walk It Out. I don't know the artist, don't ask me. Walk It Out. And see, we, you know, we have a tendency as believers, as AKA church folks, we go to judging these young folks, and we forgot we once was young ourselves. And so the issue is, the song says walk it out. You know, that's all I know. That's all I know. It said walk it out. But see, that was prophetic. That was prophetic. The song said walk it out. You understand what I'm saying? So listen, what does the Bible say? The Bible tells us what the same thing, that what we were predestined, huh? It tells us of a good man, my God, are ordered by the Lord. All right, listen. The first P out of the three P's is the promise. We know that here in 2 Peter 3:9, God is not slack concerning his promise. We see here in Numbers 23:19 that God is not man that he gonna lie. Why? Tell somebody, because a promise is a promise. Lay hands on yourself, because it's too early in the morning to get to be talking to folks. A promise is a promise. See, that's what you have to believe, that a promise is a promise. Now, let's go to the process. P number the second P. The second P is the process. What is the process? Well, beloved, it's whatever you're possibly dealing with right now. Says means a series of actions or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. Let me say that again. Process means a series of actions or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. That's what process means. Let's go to an example of the process. All right? But see, in order to deal with the second P, which is the process, we're going to have to attach the third P, which is the finished product. Okay? And so in doing so, in doing this study, amen, the Lord said, you know what? He asked, well, Lord, there are so many people in your good book, you know what I'm saying, and the word that I can look to and tie in with the process and with the finished product. But God said, yeah, there's 1,000 or more, cause you know, a quadrillion folks that you can go through from Genesis to Revelation. He said, let's talk about Joseph. I said, okay. So you can find the story, the life of Joseph in Genesis chapter 37 through 50. So right now we're talking about the three P's: the promise, the process, and the finished product. But let's tie in the process and the product. All right? We see Joseph, the finished product, he was the governor. The finished product of Joseph was that he was the governor. But let us look at the process. We see upon the process of him becoming governor, he was born one of what? Jacob's 12 sons. Second, he was favored by his father, upon which he received a colored cloak, which is a coat of the, remember, the coat of many colors, okay? We see that his brothers became jealous of him, sold him into slavery. Listen to this, and listen, and threw the boy in the pit. Now, listen, let's talk for a minute. I'm not trying to, you know, do a testimony service, but listen, I'm a sibling. I have five. It was five of us. Now it's four, bless the Lord. But it was five of us, and guess what? I always looked upon myself as being the black sheep. You understand what I'm saying? The person that was always being, no matter, even if I wasn't present, it was always my fault. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe somebody can relate to that. You understand what I'm saying? But see, God wants you to know this morning that guess what, beloved? Bloom. My God. Bloom. Age of four, where I encountered the spirit of rejection. And guess what, y'all? It took me 30 years. At the age of 34, God spoke to me and said, listen, hold up. Come on. Come here, baby. Let me talk to you. Let me talk to you for a minute. God said, now, listen, 30 years, you, at the age of four, you discovered the spirit of rejection. Huh? And 30 years, you wrestle with it. You toil with it. Come on. But listen, beloved, this is what God spoke to me at the age of 34. He said, listen, are you going to continue to be a victim? Or are you going to walk in victory? My God, have mercy. Come on, I'm just here to maybe talk to one person. Maybe everybody ain't got it. Maybe everybody ain't there. But listen, God wants to tell you, beloved, God wants to speak to the little boy, to the little girl in you, and say on this morning, bloom. Listen, you got to understand that, yes, you were placed. You didn't have a choice or decision to decide who your parents were going to be. You didn't have a choice or decision in deciding that unfortunately your mama didn't want you, your daddy didn't want you, and your grandmama, Nim, had to raise you. But God wants to tell you on this morning, bloom. He wants to decree and declare over your life, over your soul, over your spirit, bloom where you've been planted. Bloom. Why? Because your gift has made room for you. Listen, even in the midst of that, from 4 years old, going through my household, through my life, asking my mother for 30 years. And trust me, I came out of a mother and a father. I had a parent. I had parents in my home. Mama and a daddy. And I spent 30 years asking my one mama, mama, well, why am I trying? Am I treated different? But you don't love me? For 30 years, for 34 years, I asked one question and never got an answer. Never did my mother one time assured me. Never one time did she say, well, baby, I love you. Girl, get somewhere and sit down. You know I love you. Never answered me for 34 years. My mother died 5 years ago. She went home, listen to this, to be with the Lord. She went, I know she did. You understand what I'm saying? I know she did, and you better not talk about her. She's my mama. You understand what I'm saying? But listen to this. I could have been here how many years? 20-something years later, still being a victim. You understand what I'm saying? But no, at the age of 34, come on, God spoke to me. But listen, beloved, in the midst, you said, well, Pastor, what did it have, woman of God, what did it have to do with your gift? Why? Because God never shortchanged me. Come on, see, God gave me substitutes. You understand what I'm saying? Even though I never got to, what's the word I'm looking for? The validation from my natural mother, the woman who bore me for 9 months, come on, brought me here into the world. You understand? Never got validation from her for the rest of all of my life, really. Even upon her dying, I let it go because God stepped in. God looked at, God reminded me. He said, Sandra, I gave you grandmothers. I gave you aunties. You understand? God gave me a friend girl. You understand? A young lady that I was best friend with throughout my school year. Amen. And she had an aunt. You understand? So God always had females in my life, come on, to give me a substitute. But see, the beauty of this substitution is that God, come on, God remained my father. My father. Come on, you understand what I'm saying? God allowed him. He had to doubly love me. You understand? Everywhere he went, most of the time I went with him if he wasn't going to work. That was cool. Now, at the moment, it wasn't. But guess what? It was necessary. You say, what? Woman of God, you're telling me? The pain, the disappointment, even the rejection of your woman who brought you into this world. And yes, and my siblings joined rank with her, dragged and tagged, until one day I woke up, and that was how many years ago, to make a decision to listen. I know I will no longer be your victim. I will no longer send for your approval. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, God wants somebody to know on this morning. I know you're crying. It's all right, beloved. I can testify about it. I can talk about it. I can preach on it because God delivered. Not only did God deliver, but God set me free. See, there's somebody right now, listen, there's somebody right now through your pain, through your experience, through your circumstance and your situation, you became a victim like I was. And that has led you into producing truly what? Listen to this, casualties of war. Let me slow down and say that again. You've been suffering for years. And we know suffering just don't come upon us. A lot of these pains, a lot of these disappointments come from our childhood. Amen? But through, listen to this, through our pain, our experience, our circumstances and situations, we became a victim. And unfortunately, what, that victimization, amen, that it has led us, what, to producing casualties of war. You say, well, woman of God, what you talking about? Why has it caused us to produce casualties of war? Because of the internal conflict within us. In other words, your point of pain has become a weapon. Oh, come on, God, freeing you on this morning. Your point of pain has become a weapon towards others. You said, woman of God, what you're saying. In other words, amen, whether it be consciously or subconsciously, guess what? Hurt people hurt. The man of God, Dr. Matthew, say a drawback spirit. You know, that's what he's been encountering on this conference line, a drawback spirit. But listen. You don't, come on, little boy. Come on, baby girl. You don't have to hide in the shadows no more. My God, I hear you, Lord. Help me up in here this morning. You can bloom. You can bloom. You can love again. You understand? See, the enemy's job was to allow the woman who brought me and carried me for 9 months to hand me over, to literally all serve me rejection. Listen, yeah, that thing spiraled me. It spiraled me into what? Seeking love, yes, in all the wrong places. It sent me in a whirlwind, a tailspin of looking for love in what? All of absolutely the wrong places. You understand what I'm saying? It caused me to what? To be unpaid for. Oh, my God. Listen, don't hang up. My God, what? What did you say? Yes, it spiraled me into being an unpaid prostitute, looking for love in all of the wrong places. Instead of me waiting on God to send me a spouse, I made decisions on my own. Baby, I'm not ashamed. I'm delivered. I'm free. See, it's time for us to unmask. It's time for us to take off the choir robe. It's time for us to take off the collar, because that little boy in you screaming, that little girl in you hollering, you come on, you can't take it no more. You wonder why you got trust issues. You wonder why you come on. You engulfed. You dealing with one or two. You either dealing with one or the other. Either you have an issue with people drawing close to you, or you got an issue with everybody seem like they're leaving you. Come on, so you're fighting, you're warring with abandonment versus engulfment. Come on, somebody up in here. Listen. You are either dealing with abandonment. See, you say, well, every time, all my life people leave me. No, that abandonment didn't start at 20. That abandonment started in your childhood. Who left you? It was somebody down you being a little boy or a little girl left you. You were lacking form of love or attention. And now that thing has what? Has brought you to the point of your adulthood that you are now dealing and struggling with abandonment. Why don't you allow people to love you? Who hurt you? Somebody in your childhood disappointed you, and now you are struggling. You feel like, oh, God, I can't let nobody get close to me. I feel smothered. Oh, my God. But, beloved, God wants to tell you this morning, Bloom, in the midst of all of that, yeah, if the devil had his way, if the devil would have submitted his report, he submitted his report. Yes, he did. But God reminded me, now whose report are you going to believe? The devil submitted his report, y'all, in the courts of heaven. He submitted his report. I was cold and callous and have a hard heart. Can you imagine if I would have held on to that thing at the age of 4 up until now in my prime? Beloved, I would not even be on this line this morning talking to you. I would have been in a corner, in a shell. I would have been rusting off somewhere. I would have been dying somewhere. I would have been dead, spiritually, mentally, physically, spiritually, probably dead, totally dead, numb to the world, numb to my children, numb to my grandchildren. But God, this morning, my God, he wants you to bloom where you've been planted. Why? Because your gift has made room for you. Come on, help us to go on, Holy Spirit. Everyone has to pay. You've made your pain a weapon, and it has caused you to hurt. Hurt people hurt. Everyone has to pay for what that one person did to you or against you. You understand what I'm saying? Because I went through rejection. So come on, I know. The man of God said this. I believe he's given me liberty. Come on, this is his conference line. Listen, this is I heard him saying the last week or so, it's time for the church to be the hospital. This is the hospital. See, in order for you to get a diagnosis, when you go to the doctor or even to the emergency room, you got to tell them what's wrong with you. You think you just walk into a doctor's office and they automatically just start working on you? No. You got to get blood work. You got to go get your weight. Come on. You got to get your blood pressure checked. You got to go through the process before you get the diagnosis. There'll be a lot of malpractices going on around here. If folks, you just walk up into the emergency room, walk up into the hospital or the doctor's office, and here, they just give you a prescription. You got to be able to talk. Come on. You got to be able to tell it. I know it's painful, but God wants you to be free on this morning. God wants you free. We decree and declare that your soul wound is being healed on this morning. You are healed and whole in the name of Christ Jesus. You are healed and whole. I know I've heard, I believe Evangelist Wilkes talked about, you know, the process of grieving. There's nothing wrong with going to a therapist. Come on. I don't want people to think. Well, listen, people talking about you anyway. They're talking about you anyway because they're saying you cray-cray. They're talking about you anyway. Why not get help? Why not be free? Why not be delivered? I went through a process to what rebuked the enemy. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. I don't have no authority. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. Why you say that, woman of God? Because he sometimes brings thoughts. He brings suggestions. Wait, come on. You understand what I'm saying? So you are always going to be in therapy. Even if you're sitting down with the Holy Spirit. You always going to be in therapy. That's why we got to read the word of God. That's our medicine. That's our antidote. Come on. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Listen, tell somebody, lay hands on yourself. Bloom where you've been planted. God don't want that little boy and you walking around here crying, hurting, toe up from the flow. He don't want that little girl and you walking around here toe up from the flow. And I want to share this. Please, y'all, bear with me. I hope I'm not overgoing time. Somebody let me know. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, in the midst of that rejection, I tell you, as a little child, I was molested by three different family members. The folks that were supposed to, oh, my God, the folks that were supposed to protect me. By three different family members. You understand what I'm saying? So what did you think? What did that open the door to? That opened the door to promiscuity. That opened the door to promiscuity. You up here judging this. You up here judging somebody's child. You have no idea what that child probably went through. Well, girl, they're so fresh. They're so fast. You don't know what that person went through. It thrusted me into a spirit of promiscuity. You understand? That's why I said I became an unpaid prostitute. Why? Because I was out here looking for one thing. I was out here looking for one thing, love. And guess what? It threw me through the process. You wonder why you can't love. You wonder why you don't want let nobody come close to you. Because of the little boy, the little girl that went through. Listen, I want to tell some woman this morning, some young lady, I want to hope you out. I want to hope you this morning. Don't make the mistake I made. I'm sitting here at the age from 6, 7, 8 years old. So I formed my own world. I'm like, okay, well, one day a knight in shining armor going to come. Listen, baby. You looking for the knight in shining armor that's going to rescue the little girl in you. Come on, 40, 50, 60, 20 years old, 24 years old, 25 years old, baby, and you, that little girl in you, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, still waiting on the knight in shining armor. Baby, there ain't one coming. Let me tell you who that shining armor is. Come on, the word of God tells us put on the whole armor. Oh, my God, why would you deal with the knight in shining armor when you can deal with the one who created the armor? My God, oh, glory. God this morning is telling you to bloom. It's time, my God, help me up in here. It's time for you to bloom, girl. It's time for you to bloom, young man, to the boy and the girl in you. It's time to bloom. It's time to no longer erase that thing. You wonder why you keep... Like a magnet, Why does the same old men keep attracting to you? Why the same old women keep attracting to you? Why? Because we need to come on. It's time to take off the mask. It's time to take off the time to take off the suit. It's time to take it off. It's time to come on, let's be real, let's identify this thing. God don't desire for us to go through life being a victim any longer. Bloom where you've been planted. God said to tell you on this morning what he said to tell you, that you are impeccable. My God, help me up in here. Oh, God, help me. Oh, glory, you are impeccable. Impeccable means of a behavior, performance, or appearance in accordance with what? The highest standard of property. Thank God you are faultless. In Christ Jesus, you're virtuous. You are pure. I don't care what the devil been telling you all your life. You ain't nothing but damaged good. No, you're not. God said this morning you're impeccable. You're pure. To heal you everywhere you've been hurting. You're impeccable. You're virtuous. You're pure. You're exemplary. God says through the blood of Jesus, you've been squeaky clean. When you think of impeccable, come on, and these things, these characteristics of impeccable, is what comes to mind is the lotus flower. But before we go into the lotus flower, let's view, amen, number 17. Can we view number 17? I don't want to, you know, I want to, anything I say out of my mouth, I want to have the word of God to back it up. Now, we're going to touch on this lotus flower, if you don't know about this lotus flower. But let's go into this thing right here. Number 17, is that I'm going to do a summary, right? Listen, we see in number 17 that the people were murmuring and complaining against Moses. But God came up with a quick solution to resolve. Amen? Number 17, summary. It says they had to present 12 rods, each representing the head of the tribe's name on it. Then they were commanded to lay their rods in the tabernacles where God would meet with Moses. Whomever rod budded and bloomed would be the tribe of the Lord that the Lord chose to lead the children of Israel. So we see that every day complaining, they murmured, all that stuff that Moses had to go through, the deal with Pharaoh and all that stuff, and then when, only just for them to get smack dead in the middle of a wilderness, and here they go to complaining. All you need is one devil. Come on. One thing I've learned on this walk with God is that people will come together for a common game. They may not even like each other. But see, Korah, he was the head leader of his men. You understand? All it took was one negative person to bring out the negativity and the thoughts and the ideas of everybody else. But listen to this. Everyone did as Moses commanded. Come on, say with me the following day. The following day. Mind you, they took but all 12 rods together. And the following day, they all witnessed the tribe of Levi, Aaron's rod, budded and bloomed with almonds on it. The congregation was shown this, and God had Moses keep Aaron's rod in the tabernacle as a token for the future reference for rebels. Also, it would quiet any murmurings preventing rebellion within Israel from that point on. Say, I'm blooming. I'm blooming where I've been planted. Why? Because my gift is making room for me. Your gift has made room for you. Amen. God wants you to know this morning, your gift has made room for you. Listen, the lotus flower. This flower grows in muddy water, and it rises above the surface to bloom with a remarkable beauty. The lotus has a life cycle unlike any other plant. When it's with its roots latched in mud, listen to this, it submerges every night into river water and miraculously reblooms. Tell somebody, rebloom. You've been dragged. Come on now. It says the next morning. So you see the same God in number 17, amen, that had them to put the rod, and it says the following day. Just like the lotus flower, the following day. Every what? listen, the rod bloomed. The lotus flower rebloomed. So you see, somebody threw you in the river and the ocean because they what? They thought you were going to drown. They threw you in there without a life jacket. Come on, they dragged you in and threw you in the mud. But they did not know, listen to this, you were a seed. My God. Lay hands on yourself and say, I'm a seed. I'm a seed. I'm a seed. Why you're a seed? Because you can bloom. Blooming right where you've been planted because your gift has made room for you. Amen. When I think about the televangelist, Marilyn Hickey, amen, she was a woman. She was a Marilyn Hickey. She was well known. You know, some people may know her, they may not. But amen, she had a daughter. She has a daughter named Sarah. When I look at Marilyn Hickey, she was 42 years old. See, you might say at 42 years old, how in the world? This is God got what? At 42? Oh, I'm too old. No, you're not. Come on. We all know the age of Sarah. When God promised Abraham all them years that he was going to have a child, boom, and how old Sarah was. She was way past bearing age. So we see here, amen, the televangelist Marilyn Hickey was 42 years old. Amen. When God called her to cover the earth with her what? With his word. Mind you, this woman came from a mental disorder family, a family of heart disease. Amen. So can you imagine the challenges and the things she had to face and had to go through, that most of the folks in her family dealt with mental illnesses and heart disease and all that stuff? She, too, could have been diagnosed. But guess what? When God called her at the ripe age of 42, she said yes to God. I want to give you some quotes, amen, from Mother Teresa. She says, and listen to this, these are a few quotes that God gave me. Let me put down for Mother Teresa. We know Mother Teresa. Google her. Amen. She says, what? Peace begins with a smile. If you can't feed 100 people, guess what? Feed one. You saying maybe what God is telling you to do, it seems unbearable. God, how in the world I'm going to do this? Even a perfect example is right now in this pandemic, right now what the world has been dealing with for the last year going on this year, possibly two. Listen, you can say, well, my God, I know the Lord been unctioning me. The Lord been telling me. You know how many people have stepped out on faith all these years working for somebody else, and because of their job, because of the pandemic, amen, the job ended. They ended up what? They ended up jumping into some things. They ended up doing some stuff that they never thought they were going to do, or even God been telling them to do for years, and now they are finally doing, and they found themselves what? Successful. So she says what? You say, well, God, want me to start a restaurant? Start in your kitchen. Maybe you need to go down to the store and get you some trays. Get you some, the carry trays. Start in your house. Faith without works is dead. If you can't feed 100 people, feed one. The third thing she says, there are no great things, only small things. With great love. Happy are those. Okay, this other thing she says, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow has not yet come. We have only today. Let me say that again. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow has not yet come. We have only today. Today, beloved, let us begin. So you see that, listen, you don't have to be offended. You don't have to allow the spirit of offense to move or distract you. Amen, because God is telling you on this morning, bloom. Bloom where you've been planted because your gift will have made room for you. Here are some examples of bloomers. Amen. I don't know if everybody knows this, but amen, there's a man, his name is Wally Amos, but he created Famous Amos. Now, this man, he's famous for what he's known for, what, chocolate chip cookies. You know how long chocolate chip cookies was around. But guess what? Famous Amos stepped out at the age of 39 and created because he cooked the cookies with his aunt. So guess what? He took that recipe, tweaked it, did what he had to do with it, and now around the world, you got Famous Amos. You understand? Kentucky Fried Chicken, the acronym is KFC. Colonel Sanders, guess what, y'all? He was 65 years old. So you see what God is saying to you this morning? Age has no limitation. This man
Do you know how long frying chicken was going on? Our grandmama, everybody was frying chicken. But this man stepped out. I think it's Colonel Sanders along with Pete Heyman. But you hear more about Colonel Sanders. It ain't Kentucky Fried Chicken. He didn't worry. We wasn't moved by somebody else frying chicken down the street. This man stepped out. And now you have KFCs. I don't know about in up north, but I know in our southern regions you have them everywhere. All right? Listen to this. God gave me this one. He's a song that talk about bottled water. Bottled water. Whoever thought that you would purchase something that flows freely from your tap? All right? But listen, bottled water. The demand for bottled water was fueled enlarged by what? The resurgence in a spa, going and water therapy among Europeans and Americans, colonists. In the 17th to 1800s, in 18th centuries, sold by what? Jackson Spa in Boston in 1767. And that's from Wikipedia. Amen, my source of information for that. But listen, who would ever thought that you would be around here paying for bottled water when you can go up to your faucet, your sink, you can go out there, like we were growing up in the country, they said spricket, you can go out the door and turn on the spricket outside and get free water. Who would ever thought that someone would be buying up what? Water. But what is God saying to you on this morning? It does not matter what he has unctioned you to do. It does not matter what he's telling you, he's pushing you and placed you to do. Beloved, listen, it's time to bloom where you've been planted. It's time to bloom where you've been planted, where you are planted. Why? Your gift has made room for you. This is for the mother, the father, the grandma, the grandpa, whose child is in prison. God, I want to talk to you this morning as well. He said, rather it be physical, mentally, or emotional prison. You got to remember, Joseph was in prison. Anne was the governor, but he went through the process. So God wants you to decree and declare over your child. Fill in that child name and say, listen, I decree and declare that son, daughter, grandchild, you are going to bloom where you've been planted. I know God has a purpose and a plan for your life. Whether it be a physical, mentally, or spiritually prison, you are going to bloom. I decree and declare now, bloom. When we look at the life of David, even David faced Goliath. Guess what? He couldn't use anybody else's method. He couldn't use anybody else's armor. When David came to fight Goliath, his brothers taunted him. They laughed at him. The folks taunted and laughed at him. They tried to put their armor on this boy. That wasn't trying to encourage him. No, they were making a mockery of him. But see, what they didn't understand, that he could not use their method or their armor. Why? Because his gift has already made room for him. While he was out in the field, y'all, tending to the sheep, guess what? God was preparing him and fine-tuning him for the gift by him previously killing what? The lion and the bear. That's 1 Samuel 17, 34 through 36. Understand that Romans 8 and 28 tells us, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God and who are the called according to his purpose. Ephesians 1, 5 through 9 speaks about what? Our predestination. Amen? It speaks about our predestination. If you are on this line and something that was said on this morning changed your life, come on, it got you, your wheels turning, and you realize, amen, that you don't have to be a victim anymore. You can love again. You can trust again. Amen. You can go on again. You understand what I'm saying? You can be about your father's business. Come on, let's do these declarations. Amen. I'll turn it over, amen, to Evangelist Brooks. Let's do some declaration and decrees. Let's pray. There's two things that God specifically said that we need to cover, amen, that we need to pray for right now. God said we need to come against destiny-stealing pirates and also removing spiritual cataracts. Come on, you've been stifled, amen. You've been stagnated. You've been wondering, well, how and why in the world? God, it seems like I can only go but so far. I can only go but so high and then seem like I'm slapped back down to square one again. But God said, listen, we're going to combat these two strongholds on today. Destiny stealing pirates, because God has a destiny, a purpose, and a plan for your life. Amen? Then God says, some of us, some of you have been dealing with spiritual cataracts. Come on, so let's pray. Father, we thank you now that according to Jeremiah 29:11, Father, you said that in your word, that you know the plan that you have for us, plans to prosper us, God, and not to harm us. God, plans to give us hope and a future. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Christ Jesus. Father, you told us, God, that Jesus, according to John 4:6, therefore being weary, God, with his journey, he sat thus on at the well, and it was Jacob's well, God, at the sixth hour. So, Father, right now we thank you. Oh, God, that you're connecting us to the wells that make our destiny flow, God, our purpose flow. Father, we thank you right now on this morning, God, that we are praying for the other things, God, that are lost, God. We decree and declare hope, joy, love, gain wells in the name of Christ Jesus. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that you are unearthing. Come on, lay hands on your belly. Father, you are unearthing our wells in Christ Jesus, God, and the wells that you speak of according, God, to Genesis 26:15. Father, we thank you that you're connecting us with men and women that fill us with information that benefit our souls, our purpose, and our destiny. God, that will be able to help us. Glory to God in the name of Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you that you're removing everything that's cutting any flow, God, coming to bless us in the name of Christ Jesus. Father, we ask that you increase our fire. Ooh, glory to God. And place a wall of fire surrounding us, a hedge of protection, God, that your word declares that when the enemy comes in, you said, like a flood, my God, you're going to lift up a standard, a hedge, a wall of protection around about us that our enemy won't get us, oh God. Hide us, say, God, in the shadows of your mighty, according to Psalms 91, Father. Father, we thank you right now that all with you, all things are possible, God. Allow the possibility, God, to come upon us, locate us now in the name of Christ Jesus, according to Matthew 19:26. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for removing spiritual cataracts, even if you want to lay hands on your eyes right now. Father, we thank you for removing spiritual cataracts. Father, we thank you for removing, clearing up, God, clouded, double, a blurred vision, God, because your word declares in Habakkuk 2:3, you said, God, for the vision, our vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Go it, Terry. Father, we are waiting on it because it will, it shall, it has come to pass. Father, we thank you right now that you are canceling every evil cycle in our lives in Christ Jesus' name, according to Psalm 19:23. Father, we decree and declare now that according to John 7:38, that out of our bellies, lay hands on your belly, beloved, that's now flowing rivers. Oh, glory to God of living water in the name of Christ Jesus. Father, we decree and declare now, oh God, that you told us in Matthew 5:16 to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works. Glory to God and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Father, we thank you that you've heard us according to Matthew 7:7. Father, we thank you now for removing the scales of fear, the scales of disappointment and rejection, God, the scales of headache and heartache, so that the spirit, the spiritual and the natural eyes of our understanding, God, is becoming enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of your calling and what is the riches of your glory, of your inheritance in us through Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians 1:18. We speak wealth, my God, and 2020 vision in 2021 today. In Christ Jesus' name, according to Job 22:28. And let the redeemer of the Lord say, amen and amen.
God bless you on this morning.
South Carolina, get ready.
Get ready to be blessed.
Our Family Fellowship Ministry presents
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
May 14th through 16th, 2021.
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
Live at the Ark Family Fellowship Ministry, 100 Recreation Drive, Marion, South Carolina, where Sandra B. Gainey is pastor.
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
Get ready for the most dynamic prophet in the entire country.
Here comes Dr. LaRon Matthews.
May 14th, 15th and 16th. It kicks off Friday, May 14th at 5 p.m. Saturday, May 15th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And Sunday at 11:30 a.m.
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
Dr. LaRon Matthews, all weekend long. Get your registration started right away. Your registration is $60. That includes brunch, the book signing, and the package. Registration via Cash App begins January 11th, 2021. Register through Cash App at $ArkChurchMarionSC. $ArkChurchMarionSC. Go ahead, register now. For more information, contact Mildred Swinney at 843-617-4752.
Mildred Swinney, 843-617-4752.
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
May 14th through 16th, 2021. Live at Ark Family Fellowship Ministry, 100 Recreation Drive, Marion, South Carolina.
Here comes the blessing.
Dr. LaRon Matthews, Prophet, all weekend long. Register today. Don't miss out.
We want to see you May 14th through 16th. Be there.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Gainey, and God bless everyone that's listening on the line this morning. We truly appreciate the powerful word that you gave on this morning. Also to the chat room, you're expressing how your word touched them as well, and to the military base that is listening in Afghanistan every first, third Saturday, and to the young prophets that are listening in this morning, we welcome each and every one of you as well. If you allow me to just make these couple of announcements and I'll turn it back to you, please don't forget this weekend that if you're in the Virginia area, Dr. Matthews will be at Restoration and Truth Ministries this Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. He's getting ready for the Manifested Miracle Celebration. Restoration and Truth Ministries, Apostle Maurice and Prophetess Eugenia Simmons are the pastors. And this is a ministry without walls. And all of this is going to take place at 605 J. Clyde Mars Boulevard in Newport News, Virginia. And for more information about this, you can call 757-817-1226, or you can email restorationandtruthministries@gmail.com. If you're in the New Jersey, New York area on March 19th through the 20th, you can join Dr. Matthews at Mount Calvary Missionary Church at 152 Avenue in New Brunswick, New Jersey, where Reverend Dr. Brenda Lundy Hicks is the pastor. Social distancing will be required, also masks. And for more information, you can call 732-296-0900. If you're in the Montgomery, Alabama area on next weekend, you can join Dr. Matthews in Montgomery, Alabama next weekend. The time and the location will be announced on tomorrow. Again, this coming week, Dr. Matthews will be in Montgomery, Alabama for a two-night prophetic revival. The time and the location will be announced tomorrow on Blog Talk Radio. Please remember that the third Sunday in every month, we've adopted as Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. And if you desire to bless the man of God, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org, or you can cash app at Money Sign or FPIM, or you can Zelle at WeRestoreYou@yahoo.com. If you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the guest speaker at your conference, your prophetic summit, your revival, he's also a licensed Christian counselor. We'll be more than happy to coordinate the dates and the time for you, and also the rates. Just give us a call at 877-912-2027. Again, we thank you for joining us for the Saturday morning prophetic. The prophet said, the host, Apostle Maurice Simmons, and our speaker this morning, Pastor Sandra Gainey. And at this time, Pastor Gainey, I'll give it back to you. Pastor Gainey.
Good morning, and God bless you all. I am standing in the stead for my husband, Apostle Maurice Simmons. Thank you, Administrator Bryant, for the announcements, and we truly thank God and give honor to God for the word released on today, and to the visionary and host, to Dr. LaRon Matthews. Thank you so much for affording this opportunity where the word of the Lord can be released amongst the prophetic conference line. I also am giving honor to God for what he's doing in this hour and in this season. We truly bless God for where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we truly thank God for the liberty on this morning. What a powerful word and a powerful move of God to bloom where you've been planted. And the three P's that Pastor Gainey released, the promise, the process, and the finished product. But there was something in the midst of what she was releasing on today, and I kept hearing the word well. She kept releasing it and stating it. So I do believe that the releasing of the well has already begun and sprung up. But, you know, you also have to have something to open up that well with. And so we truly thank God for Pastor Gainey being the vessel who's opened up the wells on this morning to remind us of the promises that God promised us. But we also have to go through the process, and that there we are, the finished product, because we've gone through and will continue to go through the process. So we honor Pastor Gainey and Marion, South Carolina, and for the intercessors and the prayer warriors that we know were covering her and praying her through. Thank you, woman of God, for your availability. There was quite a few nuggets that I was able to jot down, but one that stuck out the most, and it says, God never shortchanges you. And so we truly thank God for what God gave you on today, because you know what? He just reminds us that what he placed on the inside of us is greater than anything that we're experiencing. And so we just have to continue to make ourselves available unto him. And so thank you, woman of God, for your sacrifice, for hearing God first and foremost, and for being the vessel that you are and sharing your transparency of what you've experienced, your testimonies, to be able to show us who you are and what God has brought you through. And we know that the process is not over, and it's not even in the beginning stage, but we thank God for what he's doing in your life and who you represent in the midst of this journey. And so thank you for the word of the Lord that was released. We bring you greetings from Restoration and Truth Ministries. And as Administrator Bryant stated, we are preparing for our very own spiritual covering to be here with us on today. So we are truly honored for what God is doing, and the miracles are manifesting. Guess why? Because God promised it to us, and we have gone through it and will continue to go through the process. And guess what? This is just one of the finished products of the promise that God promises. There's more to come. And so we truly honor you, woman of God, for the mantle and the anointing that's on your life, and for opening up the wells for the people of God who will take the time to hear what the Spirit of the Lord released through you. God bless you on today.
God bless you. Amen. If anybody has anything, I guess on the conference line, you can hit *6. If you're on the blog side, I guess if that's still open, you can hit 1, and I get Ms. Rita, administrator, will bring you into the queue if you have anything to say. Amen. Well, we certainly thank God.
Thank the Lord, Pastor Getty.
Go ahead.
Good morning again, woman of God. I was listening in and I had some chuckles there when you were speaking this morning. But as Prophetess Simmons said, that there was a lot of nuggets that you released this morning. And a lot of times we come into the place that we have to understand the words that you spoke this morning. We have to really grasp hold to it and take it and begin to just utilize it even the more when we are going through all of our struggles, going through pain, grief, what have you. And that's the time we just have to break through. And I did receive the word that you released this morning. When you said lay hands on yourself, I was laying hands. Oh, yes, ma'am. When you said repeat this morning, I was repeating because it was necessary to do that. And a lot of times we don't think that we have to declare things over ourselves. We do have to declare things over ourselves because we have to let the enemy know that he is not going to have an upper hand. So I thank you this morning for reiterating the things that has been said over and over again. But we have to just get it and begin to declare it and decree it so that we will know. Because sometimes we have to hear it coming from ourselves. And then that way we will know that we have to just keep, as you said, to prophesying over ourselves, decreeing things of ourselves. We have to just do it and so that we can be able to get stronger and better. Bless you, woman of God, and enjoy your mission.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God, as well. Amen. Is there anybody else? We're not trying to drag out the time, but we don't want to overlook anybody. Amen. Well, we certainly, again, we honor the Lord for this opportunity. Amen. With Apostle Maurice and Prophetess Eugenia, amen, Simmons, amen, from Restoration Ministry, amen, in Newport News, Virginia, amen. We thank God for the man of God, Apostle Simmons, especially because, amen, we know that this is his Saturday. And we count it not robbery, amen. I don't take it lightly, amen, given this opportunity, amen, in which he's submitted, amen, to give me on this morning. I thank God again for our visionary, Dr. Matthews. Again, we speak traveling mercy upon him, his family, his children, amen. We thank God even for the intercessors, amen, those, amen, that's on the line, that, amen, that come from day in and day out, amen, to declare the word of the Lord, amen. I am my brother's keeper. I am my sister's keeper. And so many times, amen, we look at this walk in God as a competition. But, beloved, I promise you, if we can't get together down here, what we going to do when we get to heaven? Come on, ain't no way we can get along with each other in heaven. Amen. If we cannot have each other's back here on earth. So we honor the Lord for you taking the time out again out of your Saturday, amen, to listen in. We pray. Amen, that something that was said, we know that something that was said because the word of God says it will not return to him void, but it shall accomplish what it was sent out to do. Amen. And before I close, I want to share, if you don't allow me, please, I want to share this poem, If.
And then I want to leave a song with you as well. The song is by Dion Kipping. It's called Place Called Victory. Dion, D-E-O-N, Kipping, K-I-P-P-I-N-G. It's called A Place Called Victory. When you're in your spare time, if you go and listen to that song, I think that's a song that's fitting. Amen. Somebody want to say something? Amen. That song is fitting, amen, I believe, for the word that was spoken on today. Amen. But I want to say the poem before I close, If by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired of waiting or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up and worn out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can walk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much, if you fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distant run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son. Amen. We honor the Lord. We love you on today. We decree and declare, God, in the name of Christ Jesus, that when you leave this line and never the presence of God, come on, you're going to bloom. Come on, I love this scripture where it says what Paul was saying, listen, our water, Apollos, in other words, Paul was saying that, listen, and I'm a paraphrase this, whether you find yourself watering or whether you find yourself the planter, be reminded, beloved, that God gives the increase. On your day, in your doing, remember, you may water, you may plant, whichever one you find yourself doing, but God gives the increase. Bloom, beloved, where you have been planted. Why? Because your gift has made room for you. The word of God declares, I've been young, and now I'm old. But guess what? I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. We decree and declare that when you leave this line this morning and never the presence of God, you will continue to be fruitful. You're going to multiply, replenish this earth, subdue it, and have dominion in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Sister, thank you, Administrator. She's going to play this song, y'all. Please listen to the words of this, and we're going to end on this. Amen. God bless you. Dion Kipping, Place Called Victory. Be blessed by this song. God bless you.
You might not see it, but you're standing in victory. Listen, I can tell you about pain.
Pain, I've been there.
And I can tell you about change.
Change, I've been there.
And I've had the joys of pain.
Joys of pain,
oh.
I've been there.
But there's nothing like a place.
I can tell you about pain.
Oh, transitions and change.
the Word of God, in the book of Joel, the second chapter, verse 28, it reads, "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." Welcome to the third Saturday morning of the Prophet's Touch with Prophet Maurice Simmons, Sr., Pastor of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. We're so glad that you could join us, and we pray that something will be said that will allow you to have a life-changing experience. God bless you. Again, welcome.
There's been a drought for way too long. We need to sing our freedom song. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. Lord, we need to hear your voice. Our hearts are open, we have no choice. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. Send your last breath.
Your line has been disconnected by the moderator. Goodbye.